Hello?
Hello, this is Jesse from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
I do. Okay. I'm at a casino and I've been drinking. I don't know if this is a good time to talk.
Oh, it's rather short.
Okay.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yeah. Woo, I am. I just lost my shoe.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. And now, overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Would you say somewhat or very positive in that case?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much for your opinion. It's very important. How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Okay, thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
The second one.
The second one I said, right? Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of the Glenwood Springs area, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
What kind of taxes are you talking about?
Oh, no. In this case, we want to know if, you know, given to the level of services provided by your local and state government, how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees that you pay?
Right, like property taxes or like
taxes in general, government and the state, basically.
Too high, whatever that is.
Much too high or somewhat
too
high? The highest, somewhat. Much too high, right?
Yeah.
Oh, somewhat? Okay.
No, like high.
Much too high, right? Thank you. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing the deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
Can you, like, summarize that in an easier way? I don't know.
At this time, we just want to confirm if you would vote yes or no.
Yes to, I don't know, yes to what or no to what? Like,
you
know what I mean?
Number one, yeah, to would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface.
No. I want to pay more taxes. No.
You would vote no, right? Exactly. Thank you for your
opinion.
And option two would be, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
Yes.
You would vote yes?
Yep.
In this case? Okay, thank you. And option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds the city and road maintenance? Vote yes or no in that matter.
The city of Glenwood or the state?
The city street and road maintenance.
Yes.
The city of Glenwood Springs in this case. Would you vote yes?
I would vote yes.
Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue InCity puts forth this November might make? The quote, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree that's too high.
Okay, thank you.
Or high enough, whatever.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Who's fixing it?
In this case, ma'am, it's still the city, right? Based on the tax. Mm-hmm.
Is this similar to the Article 5 thing about keeping Glenwood Glenwood? So I voted
right
yes.
Now, you would vote as a very persuasive reason then to vote yes? On a sales tax ballot? This is on a sales tax, you don't know. Okay, no worries, that's also an option. Since the cost of construction materials for a road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago.
No.
A 1.4 increase in the, if in the total sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very somewhat not persuasive reason at all.
Not persuasive.
At all? Okay, thank you.
Correct.
Well, the next one says, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all? Reason to vote yes.
I don't know. Look, again, okay. I've been drinking, so I don't really know what's happening, and I'm in a casino.
We're almost done with 67%. Just a few more questions. A significant proportion of this sales tax money. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good.
Yes, I vote that. Yes.
And street
non-residents, yes.
Use them to contribute. Very persuasive reason, you said, in that
yeah,
case?
Very persuasive. Yes, they should pay.
The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Very somewhat not persuasive at all.
What?
The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Yes, very, I trust them.
Very persuasive reason to vote, right? The next one says, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Yes.
No, very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state of or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. But you previously said, it is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very somewhat not persuasive at all.
No, not persuasive. Is there a lot of questions?
No.
Are there any more?
We're almost done. 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive at all.
Okay, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very somewhat not persuasive at all.
Persuasive. They need to fix it.
Very exactly. By voting yes to for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
So the fixes are to have the non-residents help fix it. Is that basically what you're saying?
It's basically, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future costs of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with, it is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs.
Yes.
You will find it very persuasive reason to vote yes?
Very persuasive.
Okay, moving forward, ma'am. We're at 70%, almost done. Having
oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's 8 o'clock on a Friday.
I just need two more. I know it's a Friday, man.
Do I get an incentive for this?
We will probably take your opinion into consideration, I believe, in the future. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the one-half sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement on the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Who's responsible for this? City of Glenwood?
Yeah, having heard of all of this information, how would you vote yes or no on option one in this case?
I have no idea. No.
Okay, no worries then. We can select that. Option two, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Vote yes or no, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and roads maintenance. Vote yes or no.
What's the question?
To continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Sure, yes.
Okay. And now, finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And what is your gender, female or female, right, or male?
Female.
Okay, thank you so much. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 years old and over?
18 to 39.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in the Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
First one.
0 to 5 years, okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You're good to go, ma'am, okay?
Hey.
Yes, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for your time.